This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
If you head north from Miami for about 45 minutes, you'll still feel like you're in Miami because the highways are just as big and the development feels almost as dense. But in fact, you'll be in Sunrise, Florida, a middle-class community that's home to a huge mall. It's also where we found a new immigrant named Natalie Nahas Cortez.
Hi.
You're Natalie? How are you? I'm Jeremy.
How are you,
Jeremy?
Nice
to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Cortez is 42 and recently got her master's degree in international business. But so far, she can't find work.
I came here 5 years ago to pursue a master's degree. That was my first goal here. I saved money in Venezuela working.
How long did you have to save?
Well, I had to save probably for 10 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Where did you get the idea to do that? I mean, what made you decide I'm going to spend 10 years saving money to come to the United States?
Because, you know, in Venezuela, education was not one of our strengths. So for me, education is very important. That's why I had in mind, to work and then get a higher.
And why did you settle on South Florida?
Well, Florida is very international, I would say. And I have a professor that says, as a joke, what is the closest country to the U.S.? Florida is the closest country to the U.S.
And how has it been so far?
It has been, you know, nice. Just you have to do a lot of work to reach your goals, which is first finishing the master's, second try to find a job.
And that has not been easy for you?
Not at all. Not at all. Especially for, you know, I'm a foreigner again. And I'm here under a student visa. And now I have a working permit, a temporary working permit. The whole process of getting an extension of a working permit or a sponsorship, it's difficult. It's, especially because, well, you read here unemployment is, I would say, one of the highest. Laws are protecting the Americans because, you know, why give a job to a foreigner if Americans are unemployed?
Do you know the term the American dream?
Kind of.
What does it mean to you?
Well, I would say that America is the land of the opportunities. I thought it was going to be a little bit easier to find a job, but there are jobs. There are jobs. And that's why I think America is how you say it again, the expression?
The American dream.
The American dream. Because there are a lot of opportunities out there. They are there.
Natalie Nahas Cortez, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. You're welcome.